This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Dance Temple is coming to Cortez Island at Manson's Hall on August 6th. I got in touch with Connie Quayle to find out more about Dance Temple and what it's all about.
This is my partner, Val. She's right here.
Hi, I'm Val.
Lovely to meet you both. I'm so excited to hear about Dance Temple. Do you want to start by maybe sharing how you are both involved?
Okay. Dance Temple is something I started to get into when I moved back. I left Cortez in 2017 and moved to Victoria. And as soon as I hit the ground in Victoria, I was looking for dance and immediately found dance. It's every Sunday morning we have it in Victoria. And ecstatic dance. I've hardly missed a week, even throughout the pandemic, still putting on headphones and dancing on the beaches. Yeah, so I'm moving back to Cortez and just want to bring some more dance with me.
So you're moving back to Cortez and you're bringing Dance Temple here.
Yeah.
For those that do not know what ecstatic dance is, do you think you could describe that for us?
Ecstatic dance is completely free form dance. So there's no prescribed movements at all. And it's a bit of an inner journey. There's no wave that peaks to a crescendo and then comes down. So it's a lot of just embodied, inward focus. Yeah, movement for the sake of joy and release. You want to add to that?
Yeah, it's also a completely sober space. And usually there's a held container. Certain rules like no talking in the space, using cell phones outside the space, no technology within the container.
Who can join Dance Temple at the Manson's Hall event?
Anyone can join Dance Temple. Here in Victoria, like we dance from like tots who can barely walk up to seniors. It's the same on Salt Spring and in Comox where Dance Temple also exists. Cowichan, there's a Dance Temple. So it's networked into this whole community of Dance Temple all over the island that is spreading, and more people are coming in.
And are there other people that will be guiding this event and involved with it at Manson's Hall?
This particular event, yeah, is going to be held and DJed by Naomi Jason. She lives on Salt Spring, is one of the founders of Dance Temple there and in Victoria, and is mentoring me a bit in Dance Temple stuff.
Great. Is there going to be live music or instrumental?
So what it is, it's usually canned music, sort of electronic-y dance music. We bring in a subwoofer to give a little bit of extra bass. So it's good dancing music. For this event, towards the end of it, I'll be doing a sound healing. I've been playing didgeridoo for 25 years and we're bringing in some other toys, maybe some of these drums. Yeah.
Is Dance Temple good for your health?
Yeah. It's good for your physical health. It's good for your mental health. It's good for your spiritual health. It's good for your emotional health. It's all about expression and movement and creative movement. And for me, I notice it in my body. If I miss a week of Dance Temple, I feel it missing. And it's become a really big part of sacred, spiritual, as well as just physical health maintenance practice. Yeah.
It's a beautiful way of finding your own embodiment. Since it's a completely free form space and a safe space, you can explore different movements that maybe you don't feel comfortable exploring in other places. And there's no facilitation. So you can really, it's a beautiful way of connecting to your own somatic sense and your own embodiment.
I'm excited to hear that you're bringing Dance Temple to Cortez, like longer term, you're moving back. So that's really exciting. What kind of plans do you have around that, around like the regularity? Is it going to be an every Sunday thing or?
Eventually, that would be lovely. In order for it to have the resilience and the frequency for it to be sustainable on Cortez, it would be lovely to start bringing in more people who want to DJ and facilitate as people get more experienced with ecstatic dance. So my vision would be something like 4 or 5 people involved co-holding it and having it run regularly, but it might take a couple of years to get there. So for now, maybe just every couple of months, just to get the ball rolling and see where it goes.
If people want to get connected with you, find out more about Dance Temple, maybe other events, how might they be able to do that? Is there websites, emails, links?
So far, we don't have any sort of group for Dance Temple Cortez. So you can just find me, Connie Quayle, on Facebook, or check out my personal website, Mooncat Magicals. com and get in touch with me through there.
Perfect. So that's mooncatmagicals.com.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add about the event?
I guess just that it's more than just a dance. It's also a sacred space. It's a contained space. And that there can be deep healing and connection with others in and oneself and one's own body in that kind of held space for moving however your body calls to you to move. Some people will just sit on the floor for part of the dance, and that's how they're dancing, and that's good. Other people are jumping up and down. It's your body, only how to tune into it. The first dance temp this year anyway is going to be Matson's Hall, August 6th, starting 7:30 to 9:30, sliding scale $12 to $22. No one turned away. Please come as sober as you can and leave your cell phone turned off or use it only outside.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.